Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the United States is sliding into depression. Israel and the United States say there may be a strike on Iran, including using nuclear weapons. The dollar is on the verge of collapsing. None of that matters. LeBron James going to the Miami Heat. That's what's really important. And I'll talk about that coming up in the next segment. But continuing, Ahmadinejad brands U.S. dictator ahead of summit. Iran President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad called the United States a global dictator and lashed out at Israel after arriving in Nigeria to meet fellow Muslim leaders at a summit. They are the self-proclaimed leaders. Everybody should know that self-proclaimed leadership is dictatorial. Ahmadinejad referred to the United States, told an audience of hundreds at the Iranian embassy. The era of dictatorship is over, he added through an official translator. Well, I got to say that Iran is not exactly a free society, but I've got to be honest, so is the United States is not. I mean, we're trying to take our states back. Under the 10th Amendment, Arizona should be able to protect its borders, and the traitorous federal government that's been bought off by foreign interests won't let us. But just because the United States is corrupt doesn't mean Iran's perfect either. All these nations, that's human history, are corrupt. That's why the founders were so right. You got to keep government tiny, or it'll run all over you. How many dictatorships can you name? How many free societies that are truly free can you name? How many corrupt countries can you name? How many countries that aren't corrupt can you name? Maybe Switzerland? And they're not perfect. I mean, who? Who? Continuing, look at this Russian bomber incursion, Bill Gertz, Washington Times story. Russian bomber incursions. Russia is continuing to fly strategic nuclear bombers near U.S. and Canadian airspace because the Russian military is seeking to maintain the, quote, illusion of power, the commander of the U.S. Northern Command says. Admiral James Winfield, Jr., who took over NORTHCOM, those are the boys that helped cover up the 9/11 attacks, said, in some cases, it's about the illusion of power, where power is not quite there. Boy, that sounds like famous last words with the Titanic. The captain saying, not even God can sink this ship. Maiden voyage. To the bottom. To the bottom. Yeah, okay, Russia isn't all it was 20, 30 years ago, but it's got at least 40,000 nuclear weapons and supersonic Topolim missiles and nuclear submarines with the equivalent of U.S. Polaris weapons and cruise missiles, not just missiles, but cruise missiles, not just up-down missiles, but terrain-mapping cruise missiles. And they're all over our coast, and Chinese subs are popping up behind our aircraft carriers undetected, probably because the people on board are watching LeBron James on ESPN. And they've got Russian Bear bombers and others flying all over the edge of our airspace with nuclear weapons on board. And you've got a NORTHCOM commander that took over NORAD, that stood down on 9/11, can't deal with supposedly 19 hijackers from Saudi Arabia. Of course, that's all a lie. NORTHCOM ran the attack. And yes, NORTHCOM existed before they officially set it up in 2002. Go research that before you send me an email. And now he's saying that this is the illusion of power. Well, you know what? The New World Order is all about the illusion of power. And yeah, Russia is all about the illusion of power. That's what all this thuggery is about. That's why they told cops to slap the public around, to pimp slap us. So we learn how to submit and learn who our masters are and learn. You ever seen a dog that's been beaten? Somebody raises their hand to it, it cowers. Yeah, that's the American people. So you're all about the illusion of power, too, you NORTHCOM traitors. You guys work for offshore banks, and you know it. Bunch of global trash. Be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are now an hour and 8 minutes into the second hour of this Friday edition. And, of course, we're going to have Ted Nugent coming up, joining us here in about 25 minutes from now to talk about a host of issues. Ted Nugent, frequent guest over the years, always informative and interesting. So that is coming up. I shot a video last night as I left the office at about 6:30 because I was in the coffee room and we had television news on, and they were talking about LeBron James, the decision is going to be at 9 o'clock Eastern. Tune into ESPN. We're all going to find out the decision. And I remember 3 weeks ago, up in his home city, where the Cavaliers were based, that up to 4,000 people showed up at an event, and they were at this event, and they were, it was a LeBron James appreciation, meeting at the local convention center, and they were literally singing songs to him, worshiping him, and he wasn't even going to show up. So the team called him and said, you better get here. So he showed up, even though he knew it was coming up in the last 10 minutes, was noncommittal. He can go to Florida, one of the few states that doesn't have a state income tax, with a close to $100 million contract. What are you expecting him to do? I put a video out saying, look, he is going to go to the Heat, and this is all a distraction, all a diversion from real issues. And the Drudge Report and others link to it, and that video is now extremely viral. But in the video, I didn't make really the central point. How pathetic is this that you can't get these people to become angry? You can't get these 4,000 people in the city where his team was based in Ohio to go and protest the fact that Ohio is one of the 46 states listed by the feds and Bloomberg is on the verge of total bankruptcy and collapse. I mean, I've seen articles in Ohio where more than half of the sheriff's deputies in major departments are being laid off and where sheriffs are saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. I mean, it's collapsing like Mexico or something. You can't get 4,000 people out to protest a government takeover of health care or anti-gun laws in that state. And it's the same thing all over the country. But the media feeds into this, the mainstream media, and promotes some overpaid person that at the end of the day just does not matter, like LeBron James. Our country is going into a depression. Our country is on the verge of World War III that could quite possibly be triggered with an attack on Iran. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar. They're openly announcing that they want to devalue our currency and go to this global currency, the SDR, backed up by a basket of currencies, and we will pay taxes on all of the activities that we're involved in to this global offshore system. Carbon taxes paid to the very same private banks that have bankrupted our economy by creating $600 trillion, in the words of the Washington Post, of counterfeit, derivative, made-up financial instruments that they use to buy off media, sports teams, government, factories. Globalism, NAFTA and GATT, is treason. It is the overthrow of our country. And I saw some of the comments, most of the comments, I'd say running, you know, 9 out of 10, were supporting me, pointing out this is bread and circus, the fall of Rome, a political distraction. But some were like, I just love LeBron. He makes me feel good about myself and proud of my city, proud of my state. How dare you? Look, all I'm saying is you got your priorities screwed up. And there's a reason this country's going bankrupt. There's a reason crooked politicians are running wild, because people don't know who their state rep is. They don't know who their federal rep is. They don't know who their senator is. They don't know who their mayor is. I mean, take Austin, Texas. It is a federal violation of law and state law to put a toll road on an existing road. The second most busy road in Texas is MoPac. And it drive and they'll never expand the lanes, even though they have room. They'll never put a double-decker in the last 30 years. They proposed 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and 2 years ago as part of the Napa Superhighway to put a toll road on it and shut two of the three lanes and make them toll road where you've got to pay. How are people going to get off? But that's not the issue. The issue here is that when we created opposition to the toll road, they backed off and said, we're not going to do it now. Then they came back a few years later and said, we're going to do it. We said no, and they said, we never said we were going to do it. Now they've announced they're going to do it, whether we like it or not, and it's about money. It's not about fixing traffic. It's going to make it worse. We know in every study it does. Now, could we get the 100,000 UT fans that go worship the UT football team, 100,000 people to City Hall of the million people that live Metro to stop this taking over of 183 MoPac and every other major road they're going to put toll roads on, $5 each way on each road, screwing up the traffic, when we paid for these roads with tax money and the money's going to offshore private toll road corporations that are taking over our nation? That's globalism. That's high treason. This is tyranny. Let's go ahead and go to this video that we shot that's gone viral, where I break down the facts, and the headline is, as the United States collapses, media worships LeBron James. Decide what you want, a future or to worship stupid fake icons. Here it is. Societies don't change. Whether it was the Roman Empire or Nazi Germany, the population is obsessed with sports and petty celebrities. And the United States is no different. MSNBC, the New York Times, they're all reporting that we are going into a depression, one of the greatest depressions in world history. And our decadent, slob-like public, and that's not everyone, but large percentages of the public, could care less. They're not involved in their communities. We've got 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy. The government's raising taxes on every level. The border with Mexico is collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. And the public doesn't care because the media has set the agenda. And they tell you to care about LeBron James and his decision. And he's playing into it and is going to announce his stupid decision. It doesn't matter what basketball team he goes to. This is a distraction by design. We have the governor of the state he's currently living in a bizarre We Are LeBron, We Are the World literal worship fest with hundreds of celebrities. This is sickening.
Hey, LeBron.
Imagine the Ohio governor begging and pleading on television and serenading LeBron James with hundreds of other celebrities when Ohio is one of the states slated to go completely bankrupt. We're going into a depression. They're about to launch World War III with Iran openly. Fox News is reporting as if it's a good thing in New York State and Illinois that troops have helped arrest thousands of citizens and are doing gun sweeps in people's homes and searching people's cars. We're going in to martial law. Offshore banks have overthrown the U.S. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars, like we're some third world country they're looting. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So if you want to know why your children have no future, if you want to know why you're bankrupt, if you want to know why you're in debt, if you want to know why you have no future and have lost your job or are getting your pay cut, it's because your priorities are wrong. It's because you let that idiot box, the television, program you since the days that your mother and father set you in front of the TV for 12 hours a day in your crap-filled diapers. It's not too late to admit we're a sick, decadent, degenerate society crumbling. We are Rome. It's 4:10. We're about to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I know you won't know. You know about LeBron James. You don't know 4:10 is when Rome completely fell to Alaric, the Visigoth leader. You better learn history. This is dangerous. Don't say you weren't warned. The globalist engineers, the globalist social engineers look at you and how pathetic you are and how the whole world is waiting to see where LeBron James goes. The social controllers look at you and see how you're obsessed with LeBron James. And they decide, we got a bunch of schmucks. We've got a bunch of idiots. We've got a bunch of morons right where we want them. Let's destroy their society. Let's loot it. Let's pass carbon taxes. Let's expand NAFTA and GATT. Let's announce an end to the dollar as the global reserve currency. Do you know what that means? We've already lost almost all our industry. We're already in a depression. When they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life, as you know it, is officially over. You're going to be a third world slave like they are in Mexico or Nigeria. And you know what? Those people down there at least know why they're slaves. You are so stupid and so focused on crap, you'll probably still be talking about Lindsay Lohan when you're living as a homeless person on the street. My friends, we've got to set our priorities and set them now. Liberty or tyranny? You've got to wake up and decide what is important to you, saving our republic, stopping the globalist takeover, or knowing all the mindless trivia about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan. There isn't much more time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people. We're going to come back and finish the last minute or two of this in the next segment. But why does the Bible talk about have no gods before me? Well, you got the God who's telling you don't kill, don't steal, you know, love your neighbor. Or you can have the God of LeBron James or the God of Adolf Hitler or the God of Newt Gingrich or the God of the environment. Humans idolize something. And what you idolize is then how you build your life. You build your life around what you think is important, what you invest your time and energy in. You're on a beautiful planet in the middle of the universe, spinning around a sun, and there's rainbows and the Van Allen radiation belt and the Aurora Borealis and life and birds and bees and just all this incredible majesty of creation around us, the oceans, the miracle of procreation, the beauty of art and literature, and everything is debased down to people putting a basket and putting a ball in a basket or worshiping Lindsay Lohan. This is why we're in so much trouble, because our art and our literature and our culture has been dumbed down to this level. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
More time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is. It's not bad to like a basketball game, but it is mentally ill and sick to buy into this manufactured hype and to have government officials that should be working for the people sitting there in these disgusting media spectacles worshiping somebody. Our role models, our icons, the people that our children look up to and model themselves after are not inventors and scientists and trailblazers anymore. That's why America's gone from the greatest to the most pathetic in every statistical analysis you look at. And it's only getting worse. We still got a lot of great people in this country. But with Pete Rose and LeBron James and Michael Vick being our heroes, we're a joke. We're clowns. They've taken our heroes and our role models away. Ladies and gentlemen, You have been warned, and this whole LeBron James decision means absolutely nothing. This obsession with petty issues of little or no significance is the modern version of bread and circus. It is the opium of the masses, and it's why we are dumbed down slaves with no future if we don't wake up. You have been warned.
LeBron James is a
We are back live, and that is the video that I put together last night with Aaron Dykes. It's such incredible work. We commend him for putting that video together last night, and it's up on the Drudge Report and Infowars.com. The article written by Aaron Dykes that accompanies it is titled, As the United States Collapses, Media Worships LeBron James. And it is gives me a lot of satisfaction to be able to get the word out about how this bread and circus distraction is basically cancer to this nation. I mean, not only do we have the looming war with Iran, the dollar being devalued, and the UN calling for it to lose its world reserve currency status, not only do we have new banker bailouts on the horizon and the border collapsing and Obama treacherously suing Arizona, but we have the BP oil spill, ruining the lives of the people on the Gulf Coast, annihilating the property values, destroying these fishermen, and the hurricanes now forming in the Gulf to push the hundreds of millions of gallons of oil, toxic sludge, into the coastline, open discussions of mass evacuations looming in the Washington Post and other mainstream publications, and you've got the entire country, the entire country's mainstream news media, not the entire population, but large portions of it, large dumbed-down groups, completely obsessed over LeBron James, a basketball player. And you've got them begging him and pleading him not to leave and saying, our ego is tied up in you. You can't go. You can't leave. And then he leaves. It's just sickening. And then I saw the owner of the team criticizing him in the news and talking about how treacherous and horrible and despicable his decision was. It's a money-making operation. There's no morals involved in this. I mean, the media has implied that entertainment is the highest form of patriotism, that it's the only thing that matters in a society. How do we get our young people to think that George Washington is their hero, or Martin Luther King, for that matter, who did stand up for civil rights for people, or Mahatma Gandhi, or our veterans, or every few months I read about a fireman or an emergency rescue worker who dies going into a house to save children, or who gets badly burned, or someone who drowns trying to save people from a overflowing river. I mean, those are heroes. Those are people we should model ourselves after, not LeBron James. I mean, the way they built up Obama as this messianic leader, the way they built up Bush as someone we should admire, some political operative. We've got to change who our role models are. We've got to start realizing that what's important is what people stand up for. Heroes are individuals who, despite the fact that the media demonizes them, stand up for the Second Amendment and stand up for the Constitution and stand up for this country's sovereignty. That's why I admire celebrities who take stances that are politically incorrect, knowing they're going to be attacked by the media, knowing they're not going to be promoted by the media, because they understand that their celebrity needs to be used for something good. I mean, I don't agree with a lot of things that Sean Penn has done, but I did have a chance to meet him in Denver a few years ago, and I admire him for trying to go and help people in Haiti. That's why I admire the things that Ted Nugent does, because he stands up for property rights and the Second Amendment. I mean, that's the type of information that needs to be gotten out to the public. This is the type of information that people need to be made aware of. All right, we're going to come back and continue with the news and a lot more. We have a lot of informative guests coming up in the balance of the broadcast. We have 2.5 hours left straight ahead. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S. Guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Well, Ted Nugent is joining us here in just a moment. Can't wait to talk to him about a host of issues. But first off, don't forget that we are supported not by these big global corporations or the New World Order or the socialists. We're supported by you, the listeners. The news websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the syndicated radio broadcast, the films I make. And plus, these videos are what are waking this country up. All available at Infowars.com. The Obama deception. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The Secret of Oz, exposing the private Federal Reserve System. Don't Tread on Me with Sheriff Richard Mack and how we're going to take our states back. Key information that every sheriff needs to see. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It's all available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Ted Nugent. I don't need to really introduce him. Everybody knows who Ted Nugent is. But his latest book was a number one New York Times bestseller. Ted Nugent, Red, White, and Blue, and we really appreciate him joining us, the Nugent Manifesto, and he's also on tour right now. The website is tednugent.com, and Ted, it is great to have you here with us.
Yeah, back at you, Alex. Greetings from the Nugent family and certainly the band and my crew and all my guides and outfitters and all my hunting and fishing and trapping and NRA blood brothers out there. We bring you a salute for staying true to logic, common sense, self-evident truth,
Well, thank you, Ted. Before we get into all the things that are happening with Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the Arizona situation, before we get into all of that, the oil spill, you name it, tell us about the book that, of course, well, is a number one New York Times bestseller, now coming out in paperback.
Well, I wrote Ted, White, and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, a few years ago, as an ongoing attempt, and a successful one on my part, to raise hell, to actually have the audacity to participate in this sacred experiment in self-government. I believe, Alex, that what is in the pages of Ted, White, and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and certainly what you do on the radio every day and what more and more people are waking up to the reality of, is that in order to earn your Americanism, you have to actually participate and be engaged in this very responsible and very critical duty of a self, of an experiment in self-government. I realized way back in the 60s when I was attacked on hippie rock and roll radio for not doing their drugs and not drooling and puking like all the other zombie tips out there, and they would attack me for carrying a gun and believing in self-defense and hunting and fishing and trapping and all these perfect environmental positives that the Nugent family celebrates, that I realized that, boy, the left are brain dead. They're dangerous. They literally celebrate the bad and the evil while I try to maximize the good. So I started maximizing the good in an attempt to destroy the bad and the ugly. And it's been very successful because I got to tell you, Alex, I'm a gregarious guy. I travel this country. We have an incredible tour right now. 50 years later, it's called Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead. I got the greatest band in the world. We're selling out every night all these years later. And the positive energy, the goodwill, the decency, the logic that Alex Jones represents, the logic that is in Ted, White, and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, and in my weekly articles on humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com, that I'm not the weirdo. The left are the weirdo. History has proven that everything Barack Obama stands for and is implementing has destroyed societies 100% of the time. But if you continue to placate and try to cuddle with the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats, that people will be inclined to vote for politicians who will give stuff to the pimps and the whores and the welfare brats. So Ted, White, and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto is a battle cry to bring the good forward and to celebrate the most productive American families there are while we crush the bad and the ugly of Barack Hussein Obama and his legions of pimps, whores, and welfare brats.
Well, expanding on that, liberty and freedom and building our republic and saving it from the jaws of collectivism and globalism, this is not a spectator sport. And that's what's so good about you, Ted, is I know you've been persecuted, but it didn't make you cry and go into the shadows. It didn't make you sell out to these people. You stood up to them and became even more successful, despite the fact in the last three decades that you didn't submit to their propaganda and brainwashing. And as you said, you have now succeeded doing it your way as a true American, whereas they have failed. You are popular. Your message is stronger now, not weaker. Their message is weakening by the day. They are bleeding out. Some wildcat that Ted Nugent's just blasted.
Well, you know, for years I've been attacked as being an extremist and a radical and out of control. And to all those accusations, I would like to plead live on the Alex Jones radio show, you're damn right. You're damn right I'm an extremist. I'm extremely free. I'm not kind of free. I don't kind of have individual rights, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, John Paul Stevens, Sonia Sotomayor, you racist punk, Stephen Breyer, these subhuman anti-American punks in black robes in the Supreme Court of the United States who actually wrote, Alex, help me through this. If I have an aneurysm on your radio, Sergio, send someone to resuscitate me. Because we have four Americans, and I'm being generous with the term, who have actually written a Supreme Court statement that American citizens have no fundamental right to self-defense. They didn't even say Second Amendment or keep and bear arms. These four subhuman Supreme Court punks don't believe that American citizens have have a basic right to self-defense. I'm a creative guy, Alex. I'm an imaginative guy. I not only wrote Wang Dang Sweet Poontang, I mean it every night when I sing it. But my creative juices pale and come to a screeching halt trying to come up with something more offensive, more anti-human than four punk anti-justices on the Supreme Court who don't think American citizens have the right to self-defense. I recommend they dial 1-800-EAT-ME.
Ted Nugent, I mean, this really is an act of treason, of sedition. It's so dangerous.
Treason, absolutely.
I mean, Obama is now going to probably get a couple more justices in, and instead of them ruling that we have a limited Second Amendment, which is bad enough, they're going to rule we have no right. And we know Attorney General Holder, in cases, has argued that he believes in the UN's policy that Bill Clinton signed on to with the UNIDIR documents and the UN treaty, that no citizen is allowed to have any firearm and that only the state can own guns as a, quote, power monopoly. That's a quote, the power monopoly of the state. These people really are Joe Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, rolled into one. They know that political power goes out of the barrel of the gun. They know that we will be we the people as long as we're armed as that ultimate check against tyranny. And that's why they hunger and lust after our precious guns. And I will remind them that in 1775 in Lexington and Concord, the war was kicked off that led to 1776 and the Declaration of Independence and July 4th and mom and apple pie and everything good about this country. When the British came to take the guns and the ammo, and I remind them again that the day they try to actually say we can't own our guns is the day they're in a lot of trouble. They are a bunch of wannabe Joe Stalins. They are criminals.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Alex. God bless you for that. That kind of inescapable historical evidence that you just articulated with the proper passion. Alex, feel good today in 2010. That spirit, that most critical and important American genetic trait of defiance, is alive and well and growing out of the cesspool of apathy that allowed American citizens to bend over to the unforgivable degree to allow the Mao Zedong fan club into the White House. And a lot of people out there are like, Alex Jones and Ted Nugent, that's hyperbole.
Six of the czars have praised Mao.
Every word you say, every word I wrote in Ted White and Blue, the Nugent Manifesto, my weekly columns at humanevents.com and washingtontimes.com. In fact, Alex, you got to connect with my website, tednugent.com. I've got thousands of articles I've written that no one can argue with. In fact, here's the beauty of it, Alex. Here's what my critics do when they attack me. Even on those websites, those conservative websites, they constantly repeat the Saul Alinsky, Cloward Piven modus operandi. Everywhere I write an article, this is so beautiful I can hardly stand myself. I'm more proud of what I'm about to tell you, Alex, than anything in my life. Every time I stand up and write an article or speak or do interviews, the left goes berserk and they call me a draft dodger. I did not dodge the draft. I had a 1Y deferment. They call me a child molester and a sex offender. I've never been charged with or convicted of any of those evil accusations. But based on the Saul Alinsky playbook that Hillary Clinton did her thesis in college on, they need to attack with the most vicious and hateful lies they can.
Oh, Ted.
Oppress their enemies.
Ted, you should be proud. That's a badge of honor.
I'm proud, Alex.
Well, listen, I mean, they've had national TV and Chris Matthews claim that I'm calling for violence when I've never called for violence. I've said we have a right to defend ourselves against criminals. I mean, it's insane how much they lie. But shifting gears into another area that follows that line, I want to read you a quote here. This is the definition of high treason. Participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile foreign power. Now, what is it, by definition, to have Obama violate the 9th, 10th, and 11th Amendment. The 11th Amendment says the federal government cannot sue a state or an individual on behalf of a foreign power or state, and cannot sue an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power, state, or individual. So that's the 11th, not just the 10th Amendment. All the scholars have looked at it and said that all the Arizona law does is it's a copy of the federal law, and it says if we have first contact with a drunk driving illegal alien, or if we come to a crime scene and they're an illegal alien with no ID, we're going to take them to jail. So it's okay to throw the book at citizens. In Colorado, 2 days ago, a 82-year-old veteran was being robbed at his house. They were stealing his vehicle, his trailer. They tried to run over him. He shot one of the illegals. The illegal pled guilty. The police released the wounded illegal and his cohort, and they're charging him with murder, and he's facing life in prison. So the border has collapsed. Sheriffs are begging for help. 80-plus miles into Arizona is literally run by illegals. There's signs up saying, don't drive down this road, don't go in this national park, don't go in the state park. Arizona's begging for help, and Obama sends the feds in to sue them to block the state trying to restore law and order that is lawful. And it's worse, Senator Kyle meets with Obama, and Obama says, I want that crisis to get worse, to force through amnesty. If that isn't high treason, Ted Nugent, what is it?
Well, by all common sense and logic, the President of the United States and most of his czars, many of his administration, are guilty of all the crimes you just outlined. Anybody who doesn't get that is either brain dead or have their heads so far up their asses not to have seen daylight in that last century. I believe that the good Governor Brewer is doing God's work in Arizona. I believe that the good citizens of Arizona, I was down there when the good rancher was murdered by illegal invaders, and that our government did nothing in response to an American being murdered by Mexican invaders. This wouldn't even qualify as a bad script for Planet of the Apes, Alex. But I have confidence. I'm on tour right now. I've already done like 20-some cities, and I got another 40 to go. And I communicate with the heroes of law enforcement, our Border Patrol agents, all arms of the U.S. military are at every concert. We have a little powwow. We drink a little ginger ale and eat a little guacamole backstage every night. And we talk about the important issues. And I believe that there is a growing activism. There's a growing reengagement of we the people. We are once again identifying the self-evident truth that is articulated and guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Certainly that America is based on the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. And overall excellence being the vehicle by which you achieve the American dream, that's now starting to become a fist-pounding communication, a little bit more passionate, more like Alex Jones would do and like Ted Nugent would do. I see a growing fervor and a growing enlightenment and communication amongst families at the workplace, at church, at school, where we're starting to identify that the president hates America, that the president hates the American dream, that the president of the United States is waging war on the American dream, entrepreneurialism, and excellence. He literally is implementing policies that are a clear and present danger, that are acts of treason, and I believe that come November, like we did up in Massachusetts and a few other midterm elections recently, the incumbents and the fedzillocrats, the corruption, the entrenched abuse of power that is rampant in our government today is going to get a rude awakening. I believe that we're going to take this country back in a nonviolent way. I believe that the very fact that there are more guns per capita in the United States, more ARs, more ammo than any society in recorded history, Alex, the statistics are irrefutable, that is an entrenchment statement. Don't tread on me. You better hope we take this country back nonviolently, because we can and we will, but the alternative will accomplish the same thing.
Well, the system knows that. Well, law enforcement sent us the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We broke that back in January of last year. And they're not worried about people wearing turbans in caves. You know, that's what they sell the public on. The entire federal apparatus under Lord Obama is for returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, people like Ron Paul, People, even like the Libertarian presidential candidate that's pretty much milquetoast, Bob Barr, they're saying if somebody has an American flag or get us out of the UN sticker on their car, that they want to kill cops. I mean, this really shows the treason that basically those reports, if you boil them down, say that if you've got a portrait of John Wayne or Ted Nugent hanging in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. If you listen to the president and his attorney general, his secretary of treasury, the entire administration. If you listen to 9 out of 10 bureaucrats out there right now, you literally are hearing, without flinching, their hatred for America, their support for illegal invaders, their intentional dismantling of this American dream, this American experiment, self-government. So, again, the Tea Party is but the tip of a cultural war spear that is being sharpened as we speak, Alex. Again, I think the prognosis is better than it was a few years ago. The line drawn in the sand has never been more obvious and more defined. I believe that more and more Americans are waking up that we have it. We, the people, are the cause of all this. We let the rats into our house for the last 50 years, but it took a really stinky, communist, toxic rat like Barack Hussein Obama and his Mao Zedong fan club to finally wake up Americans that this man, this community organizer in chief, hates America, and he would be just tickled pink if America turned into his Indonesian dream. But we the people are waking up. The Tea Party is the tip of the iceberg, and I believe that we're going to vote these bastards out ASAP. I believe that the next few years' elections are going to be a shocking wake-up call to these abuse of power monsters that come trickle down from the President of the United States. So we do have to turn up the heat. Anybody right now, Alex, in America who's not in constant communication with their elected officials, their senator, their congressman, their mayor, their government, their governor, saying stop the tax and burn, stop with this insanity of forbidding entrepreneurs from digging for the energy that we the people need. The BP spill is but 0.00128% of faults by BP and the drilling industry, whereas the Fedzillocrats are guilty 99.8% of the time of abusing their power. BP isn't the enemy. Fedzilla is the enemy.
Well, I mean, expanding on that, of all the oil companies, and I'm pro energy, pro cheap energy, and I am, you know, pro drill, baby drill. BP are the one oil company that pushed the carbon tax. They're one of the biggest contributors to Obama. They met with Ken Lay of Enron and Al Gore back in 1995 to come up with the carbon trading scheme. And I'm very suspicious, Ted, of this whole thing and the way Obama has been blocking the relief effort and not letting those skimmer ships and other things come in and blocking the states from building berms. I think he wants this to be as bad as possible. And he now admits he wants to get a carbon tax with it.
Well, I think your suspicions are well-founded, and I think that's... And again, Alex, the job of an American citizen is to remain suspicious, to turn up the heat and the pressure and the probing and the scrutiny of our elected officials and our government constantly. So I join you in that suspicion, but I was stating a statistic regarding BP's, you know, spill rate and their so-called accident rate. I'm still not sure whether it was an accident or negligence. I got to tell you, you know, I've never been attacked in my home, but I got a gun in every corner. I've never had a fire in my house, but I've got a fire.
Well, regardless, the rest of the industry shouldn't be punished for BP's bad record. They do have the worst record.
Exactly.
I mean, that's communism.
Alex, they won't be punished. We will be.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, if my neighbor commits a crime, I don't go to jail with him. That's communism.
Yep. Well, welcome to the Marxist fan club of Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, it's tragic. Well, God bless you, Alex, for raising the hell that you're raising. I know your listeners are passionate, and God bless you being right here in the epicenter of the greatest republic in the nation. I mean, Texas isn't perfect, but boy, at least my governor shoots coyotes.
Yeah, here in Austin.
To the right direction.
Ted Nugent, we're almost out of time. We've only got about 4 minutes left with you, and then you've got to go jump on a plane. But a few other questions that I wanted to raise with Ted Nugent while he's with us, tednugent.com, our site, of course. is InfoWars.com. What is your overall view on the government takeover of healthcare? Now we're finding out it doesn't cover the uninsured. Now we find out the insurance companies wrote it. Now we find out the big offshore banks were involved. Now we find out it's just another banker bailout.
Well, and again, God bless guys like Glenn Beck. I've never seen anybody spotlight more cockroaches than Alex Jones and Glenn Beck, and he's bringing forth these videos and showing the statements, the unflinching statements by the Barack Obama cronies out there who have articulated that the takeover of the healthcare industry is merely one of their baby steps, though it could be a giant step, much like cap and trade and the taking over of General Motors and the Fedzilla intrusion into a private business across this country. That's all part of his Marxist agenda. You really examine the voting record of Barack Obama, who is basically a clueless rookie, whose only credentials is a community organizer, which pretty much any hippie could do. The president's agenda, his czar's agenda, his administration's agenda. Van Jones was thrown out, but Alex, we all know that everybody around the president's is a Van Jones. And they're putting on their shirt and tie, and they're backing down their extremist revolutionary rhetoric so that they can be more palatable.
Well, it's now come out that John P. Holdren wrote that he wants, just a few years ago, the complete transfer of our wealth globally. I mean, these guys are very dangerous. But my last question for Ted Nugent is this. Ted, everybody I talk to gets the same intel, and we see not just Democrats being voted out, but pro-establishment Republicans in every primary. So it's the incumbent establishment people that are being voted out. This is a political realignment away from tyranny towards the foundation of this country, the spirit of 1776.
Amen.
And so, I mean, in closing, it sounds like you're saying, but I want it in your own words, that you're seeing just a turbocharged awakening, the likes of which you've never seen on the road.
I'm 62 years old this year, Alex, and you're correct. I'm seeing a turbocharged awakening across this country, and most relievingly from the heroes of law enforcement and military, where I believe, and this is the deciding factor, Alex, and this is a great point to celebrate, that if the there's a military term that I'll give you the first two syllables on your turn on your show. It's a cluster. It's a cluster whack, so to speak, that when and if these Mao Tse-Tung fan clubbers in the White House and the czars and the administration of Barack Hussein Obama, if they dare continue down the road they're going, and if all hell breaks loose, I am convinced that the majority of law enforcement and the majority of military personnel will be on the side of we the people. If that doesn't tell you something, that they voluntarily offer that testimony everywhere I go, that's an indicator that brings me great hope, because I believe that we're going to take back this country in a nonviolent voting way. It's going to be a huge takeover. You're right, the incumbents, they're all guilty to some degree. We need to watch and make sure that we keep the good guys in there. We got some good guys like Mike Cox and Mike Rogers in Michigan. We got good guys here in Texas like Governor Rick Perry and some of the Republicans. And there's actually a few Democrats out there that still pretend they're not the same camp as Nancy Pelosi. We wish them well. But we the people are in charge. And if we continue with the apathy, America's going to hell. If we reengage and function as we the people, suspicious of our government and constantly spotlighting the cockroaches and fedzillocrats and abusers of power, then we will get this great experiment, self-government, back soon. I believe the prognosis is gaining positive momentum, Alex, but we need to turn up the heat and re-engage on every level in our neighborhoods, in our churches, in our schools, in our communities, and take this country back.
All right, Ted Nugent, thank you so much for the time. He's on tour. Find out at tednugent.com. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.